It's Save Lives. We're at Florida. Partly sunny skies with a shower or thunderstorm around from the afternoon into the early evening. High 89 to 91. Clear to partly cloudy skies. Tonight's low 73 to 77. And clouds and sunny skies with a shower or thunderstorm. Saturday's high 89 to 93. From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Michael Stack.
Weather has been brought to you by Total Air Solutions, voted best AC contractor 3 years in a row. Call 877-TOTAL-AIR or go to TotalAirFL.com.
WCCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to another installment of The Slippery Slope of Lipids on News Radio 1580 WCCF. We like to think of this as sort of the classroom of the airwaves, and you're about to learn an awful lot, but you'll probably also want to ask a question along the way or make a comment, and the phone lines are now open for you to do that. It is a live and interactive radio talk show, the number 206-1580 or toll-free 888-441-1580. And now here's your host of the show from the Triana Prevention Center, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone, and this beautiful, beautiful day. And I have a few things I want to go over before we start what we're going to talk about
okay. Today.
But one of the things is that next week I'm going to be going to the Cleveland Clinic Conference. Cleveland Clinic is one of the number one in the world leading in cardiac prevention. So I am going to the Cleveland Heart Lab Conference, and it's going to have all the, I call the gurus of lipidology, mm-hmm. being that I'm a lipidologist, mm-hmm. in prevention of heart attack and stroke.
Okay.
So I'm very excited about that. And Jennifer, who has a master's in public health, she is also my assistant and office manager, will be here next week. So it will be live.
She always downplays her experience and her background as, oh, shucks, I don't know. But she's very well educated and she has a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge. So we're glad to have her.
Yes. And so that'll be next week. So I'm excited to bring back tons of information for mm-hmm. everybody.
Good.
Now, we have been discussing about the digestive system, and last week we spoke about the liver, mm-hmm. and there is more to speak, but excuse me, but over the airways, you know, I want to be relevant to what's happening currently. What's,
yes.
So in the news was a huge thing about omega-3 fish oils, mm-hmm. and that's what we're going to speak about today.
Okay, I've heard about that for a long time. I know there was a recent new study and all that, but boy, that's a subject a lot of people are probably confused about and have been for a while.
It is, and it's very, very important.
Okay.
So we have spoken about monounsaturated, polyunsaturated fatty acids, mm-hmm. and omega-3s are in this group. Mm-hmm. And we know that omega-3s have a component which is called an EPA, that's a type of mm-hmm. omega-3, and the DHA. And the chemical name is long, 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 but people are not going to remember all that. Mm-hmm. They're going to remember the an acronym. So the EPA and the DHA are the two important ingredients. Now, this goes back to reading your labels.
Mm-hmm.
And we have discussed this.
Oh, yes.
Very, very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I think I'm getting a little bit of a cold.
Are you? Just ahead of traveling for your conference
and everything?
Oh, I'm
not supposed to do that, am I?
No.
Anyway, I know.
Doctors aren't supposed to get sick.
They're not supposed to get sick. So, to go back to reading your labels.
Yes.
This is so important. When you read a label, the number one thing you need to look at is called the serving size.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if a serving size is 1 cup, 1 bag of chips, or the serving size is 2 tablets or 1 tablet, you need to look. And this is important for the omega-3 fish oils.
So at this point, probably can't be overemphasized. The serving size is not just something for your bowl of cereal or a plate of spaghetti, it applies to
supplements
also. Okay.
Now, in the future, we're going to speak about other supplements too.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, the history of this in the 1970s, they noted that the Greenland Eskimos, who ate a lot of fatty fish, didn't have as much heart disease.
Uh-huh.
So this was where the research was started.
Okay.
So last week there was in the news a big brouhaha about, are fish oils good for you or not?
Uh-huh.
The whole idea is, are the fish oils, the supplement, able to prevent you or keep you from having a heart attack or stroke? Their conclusion was no. It didn't help.
Wow.
In addition to whatever you're taking, adding the omega-3 fish oils, it was what's called a meta-analysis. That's when you get together and you put different studies together and you put the information together and then you make conclusions on that.
Okay.
Okay. So based on that conclusion, they found that it really didn't make a difference. Now, when you look at a study, number one, you have to look to see that the best studies are called random controlled placebo trials, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, it's random controlled placebo. So, therefore, you have to know what kind of a study was done. Also, it's important to know, was it done on 10,000 people or 10 people?
Mm, yes.
Okay, that is important.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can do a study of 5 people in a room, and have everybody raise their hand and make a study out of that. But that's not enough people for enough information.
Sure.
So part of this study also in medical study is the length of the study. Was it done for a week, a month, a year, 50 years?
They do those.
Right. The Framingham study, remember the Framingham risk mm-hmm. study, has been around for over 50 years, and it's ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
So that has a lot of weight
mm-hmm.
to it.
Yes.
Now, so in these studies that they looked at, they actually, if you look at the study, the amount of EPA, which we know that EPA is the ingredient that's important for the heart. There's been other studies that they have checked to see, you know, what's the effect of the heart?
Mm-hmm.
It's a decrease heart rhythm problems. They found also the omega-3 fish oils decreases inflammation in your arteries.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with joints, with psoriasis. We also know that the omega-3 fish oils will lower your triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to know how much EPA you're taking. So this is where the serving comes into play. The studies that they did, they only had 400 milligrams of EPA that people were taking.
Mm-hmm.
To really help and affect the heart, you have to have 2,000 milligrams of EPA. So why is this important? It's important to know how much they were taking. And it's important to know, because many times people say, oh, yes, I take fish oils.
Mm-hmm.
Not all fish oils, not all supplements are the same.
Mm. Okay.
You have to look at the active ingredient.
More label reading, in other words.
Label reading, yes. The tablet will say 1,000 milligram of concentrated fish oil. But what you need to zero in on is how much EPA is in that tablet. Looks like we got a call.
Hold that thought, doctor. Let's see what our caller wants to find out. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, I'm afraid they gave up prematurely. If you want to try, call back. Our phone lines are open at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. So you're talking about active ingredient now.
Active ingredient for the heart is the EPA.
Mm-hmm.
DHA is also very important for the brain. So we know that the active ingredient that you need is to affect your heart is 2,000 milligrams of EPA.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone goes to the store, buys a tablet and it says 1,000 milligrams, you have to zero in on how much EPA is in that tablet.
Okay. Well, how much should there be?
You need to be taking at least 2,000 milligrams a day of EPA to help your heart and do the other good things that it does.
Okay.
So if the tablet says only 300, you're going to have to take more than what is then, you know, more than one tablet.
That's recommended, right?
Yes. So, for example, there is a prescription strength omega-3 fish oil. It's called Lovasa. And there's also supplements, such as the supplement that I usually recommend to my patients is called Arctic Fresh. It has, in a serving, which is two tablets, 1,152 milligrams of EPA. So that is so important to look at what you're taking. People buy the krill oil, the other supplements. Now, remember, you have to look at what, how much EPA is in the tablet. So whatever you're taking, you should take at least 2,000 milligrams of EPA a day. Now, remember, we also have omega-3s in walnuts.
Natural foods.
Okay,
sure,
in foods. So it is not just, and it's in your salmon, your mackerel, the fatty fishes, sardines are also have the EPA that you need. But you need to look again. So the, and in order to lower, remember we spoke about triglycerides? Triglycerides is a fat, in one of the fats in your blood. What happens with triglycerides is in order to lower your triglycerides, you need to take at least 3,000 milligrams of EPA to lower your triglycerides.
We're now up to 3,000 per day.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Depending on what your goal is.
What your goal is.
Right.
But at least something, anything, you know, eating a diet high in omega-3s will help lower your triglycerides. What causes triglycerides to go up? Well, we know that when you eat too many calories and your body transforms those calories into fat, which is the triglycerides that it transports to your fat cells, that will cause elevation of triglycerides.
Okay.
Too much alcohol intake will also elevate your triglycerides. Triglycerides are one of the components we look at in a lipid panel. We look at the total cholesterol, the LDL, the HDL, and the triglycerides. So all this is very, very important. People who eat too much sugar, sweets, carbohydrates, the body changes that into triglycerides.
Looks like fat when you look in the mirror, by the way.
Yep. So when the triglycerides go up, when you spin down the blood and the triglycerides are over 500, the serum separates from the blood cell. And you know what that looks like? Buttermilk.
Ew. I mean, for coming out of your body, ew.
Yes. And so we know that is not good for you. And we also know that high triglycerides, remember we spoke about pancreatitis and inflammation of the pancreas?
Yes, very painful.
It's hugely painful. It can be very dangerous, life-threatening.
Right.
High triglycerides can be associated with pancreatitis. So the triglycerides are very, very important. What lowers your triglycerides? Omega-3 will lower your triglycerides. So if you're looking to lower your triglycerides, you need to, number one, decrease your alcohol intake, decrease your calories. Also, if you have insulin resistance, in other words, if your insulin doesn't work well and you're pre-diabetic, now how do we find out if you're insulin resistant? This is one of the numbers we all need to know. your fasting blood sugar.
Which is a number you should have investigated, as we talk numbers all the time on this program.
The numbers,
know your numbers.
Know your numbers. So if your blood sugar is above 100, we know that you have insulin resistance. That is not normal.
Let's see if this caller would like to ask a question. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, I was on a diet, and you guys are talking about sugar now. And on my diet, they say that I can't have honey. What does honey have to play on the sugar end of a diet and the triglycerides?
Honey,
I'll listen for your response. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honey, remember, is a carbohydrate. It will turn into sugar in your body. Sugar is glucose, so it metabolizes in your body to glucose, fructose and glucose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why if you're on a low-carbohydrate diet, you have to restrict the amount of carbs, and honey is a carbohydrate.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other carbohydrates? Potato turns into sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta turns into sugar. Bread turns into sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, sugar is, all these are very important. So if you eat too many carbohydrates, your body's going to, you know, I wish there was a way we could say, oh, let's eat it and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Your body doesn't do that. Your body is programmed to, wait a minute, I don't know if I'm going to eat next month, or I have to store the food that you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we become overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Our body stores up fat. It's geared to store it up. If we eat too many calories, too much food, we don't use that energy, it is stored into fat.
It's an old evolutionary thing, as I understand it.
Yes.
When food is scarce, the body learned. You hold on.
Grab
everything and you hold on. Now, the gentleman's other half of the question was about honey affecting triglycerides. Would that be possible?
Yes, it will, because it will elevate your triglycerides, mm-hmm. because it's a carbohydrate and
okay.
it turns into sugar.
All right.
So now, if you're a person and you exercise, you use up the energy that you consume,
mm-hmm.
that will also lower your triglycerides. And also will lower your blood sugar, because your muscles are going to use up that extra energy that
right.
you took in.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, for every 500 calories you decrease from your diet in one day, and calories is a unit of energy,
mm-hmm.
you lose a pound a week. Because there's 3,500 calories in 1 pound.
Okay.
So this is very important. It's a number, and we need to be aware of that number. I have stressed what are the most important numbers we need to know. We need to know our blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know our lipid numbers, your HDL, your LDL, the lousy cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
the total cholesterol, your triglycerides. You need to know your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
What was your blood sugar fasting? You need to know your waist size. Is your waist in women greater than 35 inches and in men 40 inches? Because that increases your risk
mm-hmm.
for heart disease. So this is why I think a lot of times the news will pick up on something and run with it. But you have to analyze the data,
mm-hmm.
know where the information is coming from, who's putting out the information,
mm-hmm.
and also, and this is what I'm trying to help everyone to analyze, what is the real story? What is happening with the omegas?
Mm-hmm.
And we still know, and the American Heart Association recommends that the omega-3s are important to lower your triglycerides. They recommend it. And they also recommend for your heart a diet high in omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
The fish, the nuts, the other foods you get more from a plant-based diet.
Right.
So when the information came out, and everybody, I have patients going, well, should I be taking my omegas 3? Yes, you should. It is important. And of course, it's always important to have a good and healthy diet and to exercise.
Right. It's not a substitution for a healthy diet.
This
when they say supplement, it means supplementing your healthy diet.
Right. So you need to know that this is what's important. And there's other supplements out there. For example, we know that we talked about last week about your liver and how many things are metabolizing your liver. We discussed how important it is for you as a patient to tell your doctor, what is it you're taking? What supplements? Because the supplements can interact with whatever medicines you're taking, and that your doctor or your healthcare practitioner needs to know what is it you're taking. Because if you're taking a medication and you go out and take a supplement and that medicine interacts with that medicine, then you don't know if is it because the medicine doesn't work well with the patient. So you need to know everything. As a doctor, we ask the patients every time, what medicines are you taking? Every single visit, what medicines are you taking? Have you changed anything? Have you eliminated anything? Are you taking any new supplements? And what about vitamins?
I think sometimes there's a hesitancy on the part of the patient, because the perception is if the prescription medications, a doctor understands the supplements. A friend of mine told me to read an article, which I looked up on the internet, and it told me this, and I'm taking it because of that. I'm afraid you're going to tell me I shouldn't be taking it. Is that necessarily true?
Well, yes, it depends. That's why I need to know. For example, St. John's wort.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's a supplement that people use for depression or, you know, poor moods. Or,
right.
Okay, so let's say you're taking a medicine already, an antidepressant. That St. John's wort is going to interact with that medication.
Okay.
It can trigger, because both the antidepressant works on a chemical called serotonin. So that St. John's wort also works on that chemical. So you might be you might develop a condition called a serotonin syndrome, where you have too much serotonin running around in your brain.
Okay.
So that's important to know.
But you won't just out of hand say, supplements? No, you don't take any supplements.
No.
You'll look carefully at everything and make the recommendations based on medical science.
I am now saying about the omega-3s, how important they are.
There you go.
And, you know, based on other studies, which there's a list of studies saying it's good for your heart, it decreases inflammation, the EPA, but you have to take enough of it.
And know
in other words,
it is, yeah.
If you tell me, Dr. Triana, I want you to drive to Punta Gorda. You know, we're in Port Charlotte. Okay. But I'm only going to give you a gallon of gas. And your car takes 2 gallons of gas to get to Punta Gorda. That's not effective. You're not getting the goal accomplished.
Not terribly efficient on your vehicle either, by the way, but that's a different program.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I couldn't
I'm
resist.
I'm trying to make analogies.
I couldn't resist.
I know. But, you know, if I'm trying to make an analogy to
I get
say,
your point. You don't get enough gas to get from point A to
point
B.
You're not going to get enough gas. You're not. It's just like medicine. Certain medications, patients say, I want the lowest dose. Yes, every time I try the lowest dose.
Right.
But if the lowest dose is not effective or accomplishing our goal, then we may need to move up the dose and take the correct dosage that's going to do the right job.
Okay.
And it's the same analogy with the gas. If I don't give you enough gas to get from point A to point B, and I ask you to get to point B, we're not accomplishing our goal.
Exactly.
So I, as a physician, have to ask the patient, what are you taking? And I ask them to be honest, just like when I ask people who come in, are you still smoking? And they say, well, I've cut back. I try to encourage, you know, I say, look, I'm not here to judge. I'm here to help. I am here to help you. I am here to help you to be healthier, to, as we said before, have more good years. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for. And that's why I want my radio program to, I want you to tell your friend, tell your sister, tell your mother, listen to this radio program. I spend a lot of time, as I said before, preparing, because I want everyone to learn. Every day, if we learn just a little bit more, that means we can take care of each ourselves a little bit better.
Sure.
So I have at the TrianaPreventionCenter.com, my website, you can audio archive shows. And they're titled, in other words, mm-hmm. that we had it when I'm belly fat. And I am very happy to say that at the end of September, I believe, will be 1 year that we're doing this program.
Coming up on the anniversary.
Yes. And I want everyone to know that I actually love doing this program, and I want to continue as long as my brain works.
I think that's going to be for a while still, because you're constantly exercising your brain, working it out, going to conferences like you're going to learn more. And it's appreciated by this audience, I'm sure.
I am so excited. It's going to be a wonderful conference. So as we were talking about St. John's Wort, mm-hmm. also, if you're on a medication called Lanoxin or Digoxin, it also can interact. A lot of people are on. This is a medication
for your heart.
For the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It could weaken the effectiveness of the digoxin.
Mm-hmm.
So also, if you're on birth control pills,
mm-hmm.
it can affect the way the birth control pill is metabolized.
Surprise.
So surprise. And I think that's important for
yeah.
a lot of people. You want, if you're taking birth control pills, you want that to be effective. So we have other supplements that we're going to speak about,
mm-hmm.
And we're going to speak about the most common.
Okay.
And remember, this also deals with the liver. And I want everyone to know that I feel, based on the information that I've already given, that omega-3 fish oils, now, you do want the omegas to be the ones that are purified from mercury, because You want to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at the dosage of the EPA mm-hmm. in each tablet, because you want to take at least 2,000 milligrams, which is the same as 2 grams
mm-hmm.
of EPA in order to help your heart. There was some question on if it affects your ability to clot the fish oils.
Mm-hmm.
And in some studies show that they do have the patient stop it before a surgery.
Okay.
So the important thing here is read the label, know where the study is coming from, and yes, it is important to look at your diet, and it is important to eat more omegas from your diet, so you just cannot depend on supplements. I mean, I think that's
yeah.
pretty common sense.
I think another takeaway from this program is don't just hear something in the news about a study that's come out and take it at face value. Do some research on it. Dig a little bit. What kind of study was it? What is the serving size? Like you said, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, everyone, we'll see you then. Don't forget, next week we'll have a program, another live program. If you have any questions, you can go to Ask Dr. Triana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com.
We also have a link on the homepage at WCCFAM.com.
Yes.
Anytime 24/7 you want to ask Dr. T a question, just go right ahead.
So stay healthy, and we all want more good years.